track 5, and now we come to the family announcements, and there are 6 deaths. Coburn, Elizabeth Ann, known as Liz, Nee Lightelm, passed away peacefully at home with family by her side on Friday the 25th of August, age 57. Funeral service to be held at Torquay Crematorium on Wednesday the 27th of August at 1:30 p.m. All welcome. Donations, if desired, to Rowcroft Hospice and Gables Dogs and Cats Home.
Dennett, Gillian Ann, passed away on the 24th of July, aged 88. Funeral service to be held on Tuesday the 19th of August at St Peter's Chapel, Exeter and Devon Crematorium at 11:30 a.m. Donation for Jill's chosen 4 charities may be given or contact the family via Dawlish Funeral Care.
Dryland, Christine, known as Chris, passed away peacefully on the 16th of July, aged 89. A service of celebration of her wonderful life will be held at the Avenue Methodist Church, Newton Abbot, on Tuesday the 26th of August at 12:30 p.m. The family request that bright colours be worn, that any donations made in Chris's memory be made to Rowcroft Hospice.
Froome, Fiona Elizabeth, passed away peacefully on Friday the 1st of August at Greenhill Care Home, Newton Abbot, aged 74. Funeral service will be held at St Mary's Church, Walborough, on Wednesday the 27th of August at 12 noon, followed by interment at Ogwell Cemetery. Donations for Alzheimer's Society.
Lloyd, Rita Ann, died peacefully at Briarcroft Care Home, Tynmouth, on the 31st of July, aged 81. A memorial service to be held at Humber Barn, Higher Humber Farm, Bishop Stainton, on Thursday the 28th of August at 12:15 p.m. Donations for Alzheimer's Society.
Mann, Pamela, age 92, passed peacefully away on Sunday the 3rd of August at Teambridge House Nursing Home. Proud nanny to 8 grandchildren and 6 great-grandchildren. The funeral service will be held at Torquay Crematorium on Wednesday the 27th of August at 12:30. Donations in Pam's memory are for Parkinson's UK. And that concludes the family notices for this week.